You're standing on a patch of dirt. On your left is the creek. On your right is a pile of garbage. Turn to your left so you're facing the water. Take a moment to feel the wet earth underneath your feet. Look at the rocks in a pile on the shore opposite from where you are. Listen to the sound of the cicadas in the trees, loud overhead. Watch as one tiny piece of debris floats along the surface of the water. Breathe in and out. Now turn to your right so the water's on your left side. And start walking down the path in front of you. It's always so muddy after the rain. Once when I was in high school, before our graduation, which we had at this outdoor stadium thing on the edge of the school. I guess they like to have it outdoors because, I don't know, it was like prettier than being in the gym or something. Anyway, there are lots of trees overhead. And the year that I graduated was like some kind of, I don't know, like big cicada. Like every 17 years, you know, they all come out or something. I remember it was supposed to be like one of the biggest years of cicada populations in like, I don't know, 100 years or something. And my friend Rachel, who in retrospect, this doesn't make any sense, but at the time, I remember her telling me that like the cicadas would pee all over everything. And that they might have to cancel graduation outside because of all the cicada pee that would, I don't know, rain down on people, I guess, or something. Like I said, in retrospect, it sounds kind of stupid. But at the time, I remember being really nervous about not getting to have graduation outside. You have to be careful as you go around the big puddles. Just watch that you don't slip. Nobody ever really takes care of like all the trees and stuff. You know, big branches fall down and people just kind of push them out of the way. Or you can just walk around. I guess they say that cicadas go to sleep for 17 years or something. I don't really remember exactly how many it is, but it's a long time. And I don't know, sometimes I think about that, like, I don't know, whatever, it sounds stupid, but it's kind of weird to think about an animal that spends its whole life sleeping and like kind of wakes up and makes a bunch of racket. I walk a lot on this same path. I grew up and it wasn't super far from here. And I went to school and it wasn't super far from here. And when I was little, my dad used to take me out to this park and we'd run around and pick up berries and like turn them into, and we called them wild fruit sculptures. You can see on your right that those are grapevines. If you dry them out, they actually well, they turn into like the kinds of vines you can weave into wreaths, and so we would stick the berries and stuff on them. Yeah, you can find your way around that big puddle thing. I'm gonna take a left here at the bridge. I just don't feel like going home yet. Mike's in a mood, and I don't know, I just wanna keep walking. One time, I was crossing over this bridge over the water here, this little pedestrian bridge, and I saw a cat. It was black and white, and it was just sitting right in the middle of the bridge. Like, I walked into the center, and I stopped, and I just stared at it, and it just looked at me. And every time I tried to pet it, it would just move ahead a few feet, and I would step a few feet more, try to pet it again. And then it would step a few feet more. And as I got to the other side of the bridge, it just ran off into the woods. But then it came back out and it just started yelling at me, like, wow, wow, wow. And I was like, what do you want? And then I would try to come up to it and pet it. And then it would just run away again. Take a left here.